welcome back to our coverage of the 2015 Donegal International Rally. We're here at the end of Stage 3, which is just coming on to the main convoy to Ballybuffet Road, and certainly a lot of hot action over the last couple of hours on this opening loop of the Donegal International Rally. Now, there is a slight bit of confusion with one of the times of the contenders, and the man I'm talking about is Donna Kelly and his navigator Kevin Flanagan in their Ford Focus. There was a time issue. They feel they got a wrong time in there on the stage, but we have went with what the navigator had given us at the end of the stage. So they are reckoning unofficially. The way we see it is Donna Kelly and Kevin Flanagan, the leaders in the Tarmac Championship, have an unofficial advantage in their Ford Focus WRC by around 3.5 seconds from Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy. Kelly and Flanagan's total time is 17 minutes 14.09, and the unofficial time for Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy is 17 minutes 18.04. So there's around 3.5 seconds there between those two crews, and as we see it, by the times we've been given by the navigators coming out of the stage, Donna Kelly and Kevin Flanagan are leading this rally. Outside of that, we do of course have the Boyle cousins from Letcher Mac Award, Declan and Brian, the defending champions. It's a change of vehicle for them this year. They sit in third position overall with an unofficial time of 17:23.6. So they're about 5.2 seconds adrift off Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy. So there's around 8.7 separating the top three. Outside of the top three on the international rally, I suppose the other contenders, Seamus Leonard and John McCafferty, going very, very well, sitting fourth overall unofficially. Derek McGarty is in fifth in the Subaru. Darrell O'Riordan in the Fiesta is in sixth position, and then Tommy Doyle going very well up to seventh. That's your top seven in the international. Now, there is a big battle going on in Group N, and we're trying to watch it as close as we can. And unofficially, we see Pat Kirk, the veteran, of course, of the Donegal International Rally, driving a Mitsubishi Evolution, and he is unofficially, after three stages, leading Group N from a Castle Derg man, Adrian Ray. There's about 0.5 seconds between those two crews, and we're just going by what we have been given by the navigators here, but Pat Kirk unofficially is leading Group N. But there's of course some other contenders there as well, the likes of Daryl Leonard and Martin Doherty, Trevor Bustard, all inside the top five in that category at the moment. Let's go to the more the equally as exciting national rally competition, and the Milkman certainly has laid down a marker here on the opening day. Declan Gallagher and Ryan Moore and their Toyota Starlet lead the event by around 15 seconds, as we see it after three stages, from Brian Brogan and Damien McGinnigan. The Starlet is ahead of the Chairman's Mark II Escort. Adrian Hetherington is going very well. The County Derryman is up to third overall in the National, sitting around, 0.6 of a second adrift off that second place. So it's Gallagher followed by Brogan and Hetherington are the top three there in the National Rally. Outside of that, we've got Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett sitting in fourth position overall. And then the defending champions in the National Rally from last year, Gary McPhillips and Paul Sheridan, they round up the top five. So that's how we see it after three stages unofficially of the rally so far. The crews, of course, have to head out and complete this loop once again. They will be tackling the opening stage at Trenta. They're due there at around 3:30. Then they'll do Letter League again, and then it's back here then for Cara Dewey at the end of Convoy to wrap up the opening day's action. What we will do is just take a quick look and maybe go back a stage to Stage 2 and see where some of the local crews are sitting in the international. I've just got the list in front of me. PJ McDermott was just inside the top 10 in his Subaru, as we told you. Martin Doherty and Trevor Buster inside the top 15 and the top 5 in the Group N's. Aaron McHale is Paul McGee on board inside the top 20 there as well. And Dara Kelly and Eamon Doherty in the Citroën still going third in the class in Class 2. The likes of Paddy McDade and Connor Harvey are still there in the international. Martin O'Donnell and Joe Hunter also going well in Class 2. While we go into the national category, and outside of the top 5 that we told you about after Stage 3, if we go back to Stage 2, Paul Gallagher and Carol Reid still in the top 10. Damien Tourish and Donal McElhinney. Damien Gallagher and Brendan McElhinney. The visiting David Bogie and Michael Hendry in the fabulous looking Mark 2 were inside the top 10 in the national. Johnny Baird's calling the notes for Wesley Patterson, County Tyrone man Frank Kelly inside the top 15. John Bonner and Leon Jordan. Columba Hina and Derek Hina in the Toyota Corolla. Daniel Conaghan and Terence McGee. Patrick McHugh and Parry O'Donnell in the Escort. And the visiting Conor Curley, of course, who comes here very often to Donegal, still inside the top 25. And just calling out some of the other drivers' names you can see who are still in it on the opening day. Seamus Hegarty, Adrian McElhinney, Dermot Cannon, Liam Doherty. Further on down, we've got the likes of Michael Peoples, Kieran Graffin's there, JP Logue, Brendan McDaid also still in it as well, and Kyle McGinnigan still competing after two stages of the Donegal International Rally. But back to the leaders as we see it, after three at the top of the field in the International, Donna Kelly unofficially has an advantage by around 3.5 from Gary Jennings, with Declan Boyle third, another 5.2 adrift. Pat Kirk is leading Group N by around a half a second from Adrian Reid. And then in the national side of the rally, the milkman Declan Gallagher leads by 15 seconds from the chairman, Brian Brogan. It's then Hetherington in third, with Manus Kelly and Gary McPhillips wrapping up the top five. The cars, of course, are all in service now at the Clannery Hotel. We're going to leave Convoy. We're going back to Churchill. And we will, of course, have another update as day one continues with the second loop very soon.